99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight in service is available. There's over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Back here at our venue, the Bad Axe Hatchets are trailing in this one as the Lakers lead 34-6. And now we're going to go down to Clark Ramsey, who is down by the locker room. Clark, take it away.
Thank you, Ron. I'm down here by the locker room, and I actually got to listen in into the Bad Axe halftime here. And let's take a listen as what's going on down there.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
And, of course, that compliments of our friends with Mr. Belushi there in Animal House, actually. As we're just trying to spice this thing up a little bit at halftime here, Homecoming Edition in Bad Axe, with 4 minutes remaining, it is Lakers in the first, in the halftime show, I should say. It is Lakers 34, Bad Axe 6, as the Bad Axe Marching Band wrapping their show up right now. So we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW, Lakers 34, Bad Axe 6. It is halftime in Bad Axe.
Smiling, eating, laughing. Regardless of what you use them for, your teeth are always important and should be well cared for. Hi, I'm Michael Kaufman. When it comes to straightening teeth for the long haul, orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison is the best in the thumb. My sister, my brother, and I all trusted our teeth to Dr. Larry Eggison, and we love the results. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. Dr. Eggison's is located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 269-6811. That's 269-6811. Trust your smile to orthodontic specialist Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of thumb area youth.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
We're back here at our venue. It's halftime with the Lakers leading in this one, 34-6, our venue, Bad Axe. And I'm Ron Lehrman along with Clark Ramsey. Clark?
And that's right, folks. It's halftime here in Bad Axe as we're about, I'd say about 5 minutes away from kicking the second half off. Looking around the thumb as the scores we have right now. In the Ubley game, it is Ubley 24, Brown City 7 in the third quarter. Ubley 24, Brown City 7 in the third quarter. As of last word in Sandusky, it is halftime with Harbor Beach leading 12-0 over Sandusky. And, of course, here it is 34-6, Bad Axe. So, Lakers back out on the field. Bad Axe, Lakers on the field. Bad Axe still in the locker room. Ron, what do you need to see to happen to get Maddox back into this one?
Well, the first thing they have to do is keep running Spencer Kelly, and I know he is a little bit banged up there in that first half.
He's royalty now.
He's also royalty now, and so that should give him a little extra boost to kind of, because his girlfriend is named the Shelby Fligger, was named queen here tonight along with him. So now that they've got that out of the way, maybe the real Bad Axe team will show up and they'll start running the ball a little bit better and hang on to it and stop trying to go to gadget plays, because when they go to gadget plays, they shoot themselves in the foot every time. But if they kept it between the tackles, Clark, in that first half, they would have had more than 6 points. But they got fancy, and each time they did, they shot themselves in the foot and turned the ball over and give it to Lakers, and Lakers took advantage of it.
Absolutely. That's Ron Lehrman there with some great insight into this one. Bad Axe, we've seen some glimmers of hope in some great action, and then just like that, they can't hang on to the ball. Turnovers have been plaguing them in every game we've covered them thus far.
Yes, and they look, you know, they supposedly have improved from week to week, but now here comes my old buddy Arsenal from the Lakers there. Maybe we'll take a break and put him on here, and I'll interview him. So we'll stick around, and we'll be back in a moment.
You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Our venue, and I have round up a guest, an old blast from the past, with Tom Meyer and I usually ran into. Even Ed Walker's already booing. I'll let him introduce himself first. Your name, sir?
Hey, Dave Arsenal from Laker High School.
Dave, how you doing?
Good.
And what's your analysis of the first half here so far? First, we'll go for the Lakers.
Well, I think we played a really good game in our first half. I mean, we've been playing a lot better than we have at times, and I think we're really starting to get things together. There's a mindset that hasn't been there in the last 5 years, if you notice, and it's kind of like, you know, redeveloping that mindset. George had it going for a little bit when he was coach for 2 years, but now you got a whole new coaching staff, new players, you know, JV players playing JV players. Now they're brought up to go against seniors, and it's a little difficult. They're learning, but, you know, with this new system.
Now, do they have JV players on the varsity here tonight?
No, they don't. But what I mean is these JV players coming up from the JV team are still juniors, and it's a learning process with...
Oh, learning the other,
right,
or the new coaches,
right,
football,
yeah,
system to get all together.
Yeah, Adam Grabowskis and Ron Jankovic. It's a program where they want to develop a... You know, over time, they're developing a mindset.
Well, Dave and I go way back, and I run into him from time to time at sporting events. But now, let's take a look at the Baddock Hatchets there. What do you think they got to do here in this second half?
Well, they need to stop the Lakers on anything they do, a rush, a pass. They need to control the ball. They need to take it downfield and you know, with time-consuming drives. They just need to shut the Lakers down on their side of the ball on defense and pick it a little better on offense. They're learning under Minetti, too, and, you know, it's his second stint, and I think they need just...
All right, Dave, we got to cut you short there. We thank you for dropping in and being our guest at halftime.
Oh,
Dave Esserl from the Lakers. All right, Dave.
Always a pleasure with Ron Lederman.
All right, Clark, we're ready to start this third quarter, and I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Ron. Great to see him back in the booth here. He's one of those, if you've ever been to a basketball.